The known scientific name for the Asiatic elephant is Elephas maximus. Fascinating, yet unpredictable. This next hour strives to be just that. The Elephas Hour. Hello, and welcome back to The Elephas Hour. I am your host, Zachary Williams, and if I haven't suggested that you recommend these podcasts up until this point, I can now offer a special recommendation for today's drama in the Summer of Adaptations. While I have not been among those who have been, as they say, forced to have read any of the plays or poetry of the famed English author William Shakespeare, I am nonetheless familiar with his work in probably a casual sense. I am by no means a student of his, nor can I tell you all the context, subtext, or anything that may or may not be there in his works. However, I do have a bias towards some of his plays, good and bad, and I have decided to base this drama on what I consider to be one of my least favorite ones, Romeo and Juliet. Hate it or love it, most everyone on this planet is aware of the basic storyline, and if you aren't, or wish it was a more entertaining read or watch, how about a listen with a slightly different context? This adaptation is for everyone who has observed, written about, played, got annoyed with these characters, and for those who have yet to know them, in a whodunit sense. Please sit back and prepare yourself for R and J on The Elephas Hour.
Sir!
Slow.
I cannot. Quiet. There is a message for the Prince Aeschylus.
Quiet.
I must relay it immediately.
Stand! Unfold yourself. What is your purpose, healer?
A message for the Prince. I must relay it immediately. Please.
Turn. No, on my heel.
We should not delay. There's the door.
Stay. You have not relayed for the palace long.
As I have stated, a visitor to the city of Verona may come to a quick conclusion at first sight, but the truth remains. There are indeed many, many wonderful things original to the city.
Such as that game? I've seen this game.
No. It is how we attempt to play it. What is the matter?
A messenger is here, my liege.
My lord, there is a report of a great disturbance at the Capulet Monument. Both of the families are present.
Cannot I finally trust them to resolution?
There have been 3 noted casualties.
God's teeth. Haste there.
I would you had remained, sir, but as is, I must insist on it.
You foresee something dire, my lord?
Though only for a summer's passing you've seen. You cannot expect less from these people. Expect to hear from them. Stay to hear the unknown, unexpected explanation.
Hate it!
Well, I have myself been indeed surprised.
Break off. And someone expects. I see them here. Ashen faces, wringing hands. God save.
I don't understand.
What is this that keeps getting shrieked upon?
Oh, you can hear them in the street, crying, Romeo, some Juliet, some Paris, and most of all near here, near our monument.
Romeo! Romeo! What else can take a toll on an old man?
The Capulet will. This is your doing. If he is returned,
come to desecrate our beloved daughter's tomb.
Your prince arrives.
What madness is this? So early up that forces me out of a morning's rest.
My sovereign.
Yes.
Look here. There is the Count Paris, killed.
Our kinsman.
Shh. Romeo Montague, also killed. Oh. And Juliet Capulet, dead before. but now warm and killed again.
It was claimed it was in her sleep. Why then is there a dagger in her bosom? Didn't I teach you better, son? That's not very mannerly, finding the way to the grave before your father.
The dagger made a mistake. His house is empty in the back of that monticule.
Watchmen, guards, your orders are to search, seek, and find out how this murder happened.
Here is an answer. We found instruments to open the tombs in the monument. And here, Miss Friar was close by.
The Friar Lawrence?
Yes.
What business have you in this place? Nothing lives here.
I would have had it so.
Ah.
What is he doing? He looks familiar.
I'm sorry.
Escort my guest back to my quarters. And all of them. Every soul here. Any suspect you may find. Accost them and bring them as well. Carry these piteous bodies on biers.
What is there that we don't already know?
Seal up mouths of outrage for a while, till we can clear this mystery. How it started, who created it, how it came here.
I ought to be the general of your grief. These were my kinsmen also. It will be I who decides who shall escape punishment, who is innocent, and who is indeed guilty. The parties have been brought hither, my liege.
Yes.
What is the matter with you people? Were we not just here in this place, in this room, only days ago, discussing the death of yet another poor devil?
That would be my nephew, my prince.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. The one who in turn... Do you not forget this?
We have an equally sad matter at hand. The death of two of your shining stars.
Three. Wasn't there three? The Count Paris and...
Yes, just blame it on my medicine grief. Anyway, as per my order, there shall now be an investigation of those who know or may know anything of this tragedy.
Murder.
I would let the prince decide.
So you may distract him again.
I do not know why my son returned. He never imparted anything to me. What would you have me prove?
Would you hold me at sword point?
Well, we will not be using any suggested, outdated methods for hearing truth. This is... You see, that's the method you'd use, yes? You've been using swords. I would feel compelled to use something entirely more modern.
I thought they weren't ready. I'm sorry. Is this yours? Take it back. Now!
Our weapons of method will be words. And the only applied pressure will be your own honesty. And a wish for this bloodiness to be resolved between you.
Oh, fun.
Let us begin, please. The Serban Volio. Benvolio of the House of Montague, cousin to the deceased, recently banished.
Prudent, bring it up later. Why?
The deceased Romeo of the House of Montague.
If I may ask, who is this, sir?
This is my scribe. He has offered his services to record all that our person may hear. Now, can you recall the last you heard of your cousin?
Not since the day he was expressly forbidden to step foot in Verona. So all you have told of him on that day has been consistent since.
This was the first I heard of him.
What relation had he to the Count Paris or to the Lady Juliet?
I cannot say. As well as any Capulet would have with them. You seem to be the exception.
but would not needlessly strike a quarrel with the Capulets, notwithstanding the matter of being forbidden to do so on pain of death. That doesn't stop either of your houses, does it? Why are you the only one who remembers these things? In the heat of emotion, remembrances can be overruled.
But it was a prince's word, was it not?
Specifically said...
Throw down your swords! Rebellious subjects! Enemies of peace!
Are they not here?
Greetings! You men? You beasts? Who seem to get off the fires of your pernicious rage with the purple fountains issuing from your veins? And now, from these bloody hands, throw down your weapons and hear the sentence of your moved prince. We have had 3 civilians' brawls in these quiet streets, given by a word from you, Capulet, and Montague. 3 quarrels turned into brawls with some of our dear ancient citizens, picking up their old swords in hands as old, cankered with peace to part your cankered hate. Do you see what I'm trying to impart? We're all drawn in because of you acting on some jack-a-fool feud. Is this what you wish Verona to be known for? Yes? Did you say it? Arrest him. No, I said that. But hear this, if ever either of you disturbs our streets again, you may consider your lives forfeit. No. No, it's not funny. You, Capulet, shall come with me. And Montague, come you this afternoon to my court at Freetown. All men depart.
I don't remember you wielding a stick that sparked like that. That's impossible.
Not yet.
But that quarrel was between 2 of the servants. I was trying to stop them, not seek a fight out.
And Romeo would not.
Romeo was run by emotions. Passions. As we all are. At some points.
But not you. You keep the peace.
Well, just that morning, an hour before sunrise, I'd woken up feeling troubled. I'd walked to the west side of the city, to the sycamore grove. I wanted to be alone, even from myself. But Romeo was sitting under one of the trees, and when he saw me, he fled.
Because?
He was in a much worse state than I was. Melancholic. His father and mother could not get the reason out of him, but they figured I could. He returned to the streets just as they cleaned. I'm me.
Hey, hold these for us, mister. We'll pay.
Hey, come back here!
You didn't say us.
I do wish. Well, good morning, cousin.
Oh, it's still so early. Wonderful.
It's nearly 9.
Sad hours seem long, then.
I had some of my own, but they cleared up with the sun. What sadness lengthens Romeo's hours?
Not having that... Which, having, would make them short.
Let's see. In love?
Out.
Of love?
Of favor of who I love.
Seems so subtle, turns out to be a jerkish tyrant.
Exactly. Oh, I'm assuming we had another one of those brawls here.
Yes. And would you believe the prince had to put a warning stronger than time in a cell?
Won't change anything. You can't stop a fight of the heart. It's all to do with hate. Or with love. Oh, Lord, brawling love. Loving hate.
Oh, dear.
Nothing gets changed. It's like heavy lightness. Serious vanity. It only adds more grief to too much of mine own. I've lost myself. I am not here. This isn't Romeo. He's some other where.
Listen, I'm weeping at your heart's oppression, too. Well, tell me who it is.
I do love a woman.
I am so near when I guessed.
And she is so fair.
All right, fair mark is easiest hit.
Well, you've missed. She won't be hit by Cupid's arrow. She's too... wise.
She won't stay any siege of my love's tombs, or assaulting eyes, saint serving gold, all in strong protection of her chastity.
She's sworn off marriage and everything else?
It's a huge waste. Her beauty, stopped with her severity, cuts it off from any future generations of equally beautiful ladies. Doesn't she see that?
Listen, I'd forget her, whoever she is.
Well, teach me how to forget to think.
Examine other beauties.
Show me a mistress who's passing fair. It'll just be a footnote to someone who's past passing fair. Where would I find them anyway?
Can you read?
What?
Look, I've been agonizing whether to ask someone to read this for me, as schooling for me kind of stopped at the bottom. Can you read?
Is it in my language?
Rest you merry.
Stay, I can read. Signor Martino and his daughters, Count Anselm and his beautiful sisters, Lady and Widow of Vitruvio, Signor Placentio and his lovely nieces, my fair niece, Rosaline, and Signor Valentino's cousin, Tybalt, Placentio and lovely Helen. Where are they going?
My master's house. The great Capulet. And you may come. If you're not one of the Montagues, of course. Rest you merry.
Of course. Rosaline. I still say we try it. We'll go to this party with all those lovely ladies, and you'll forget all about Rosaline.
I say that name. I'm the only one allowed to say it. You're unworthy.
I see. An ill-fated romance with a Capulet. Well, that's... You made no mention of her after that, but you went to the party. He had some misgivings on the way. Worrying about fate or something like that, but... Yes. We couldn't find him when it was over. And he never mentioned the Capulets. Besides... No. I swear it, my liege. I have refused to be a liar then. I will not be one now. But you can get a temper. You may go.
May I stand?
No. The Friar Lawrence.
They told me you are very willing to give your testimony.
Who gave that word?
You don't wish to clear the matter? You are a man who lives on peace and the truth. We may yet see more clashes between these two feuders anon, if we don't know the truth.
Is it so incredible that it may occur anyway?
Had you any close relations with the deceased?
That God knows.
Well, God cares for the truth. Shall I prompt you?
Young Romeo often came to my garden for wisdom, and to myself for books of instruction and herbs of healing. I discussed with him every young man's conundrum that arose.
Any pertaining to this investigation?
I'm not sure how a boy's talk of a little interest in disinterested girls would fit in this way.
Yes, actually.
Well, I made him think better of it. Switching to heavenly things, and then we talked about garden pests. Respectfully, my interest is in plants. Now I must fill this basket of ours with dangerous weeds and precious juiced flowers. Their tomb is the earth, which also nurtures. Their grave is also a womb. Interesting, yes? Dangerous poison, turn good, and back again. Virtue itself turns into vice, but only if it's misapplied. And vice is sometimes, by action, dignified.
Alright, this doesn't seem very important.
Then you missed it. But those talks I mentioned were recent. Where have you been?
All feasting with an enemy. And then, suddenly someone wounded me. Just as I wounded them.
Oh, dear.
Why do you have to scold me for loving?
For doting, not loving.
You haven't listened!
No, my son. I do. And that is why I want to steer you to the right. Not just thinking of yourself.
I'm not. Not anymore. I've changed.
From just a knight,
I've still got your groans in my ears. Oh, my heart. My lips. My... well, you know. And I know. That's why I want to help you from making those mistakes.
Then... what?
I think it was... sorry.
He spoke of marriage.
To who? Was it to the Lady Rosalie?
That would be a hard thing, for she has requested a life of pure chastity, which was not denied.
Where is she now?
I cannot say. And I would not.
That will not matter. But you may think on it. You may go.
Are the nurse of the Lady Juliet of the House of Capulet and her aide, Peter?
Peter, tissue.
They wouldn't let me bring anything in. That one guard
did... That's cruel, but these are cruel times. Body can't go 2 paces without weeping over a new development, can they, Prince?
No. I can see that you are very upset over the new loss of your mistress.
Yes, Prince.
The question still raised. She was buried not too long before under natural causes. How would she, how to say this, appear deceased again under different circumstances?
It's hardly believable, I know. I cannot understand myself. And to have that blessed chick taken away from me twice. Me, who helped raise her and prepare for womanhood, who nursed her quite tightly, who heard her speak her first word, even as she nestled against her. Shut up, Peter.
We would hear any helpful words from either of you. Your lady was due to marry her cousin, the Count Paris, was she not?
Yes, Prince. Her mother had agreed to it. Her father strongly agreed to it. And I... well, I had no reason but to encourage their wishes. Not worth doing anything less.
Though the Lord Capulet hadn't reservations before, due to her young age.
I dare say the Count had won him over. He was a man, sir. Such a man as all the world... he was a man of the way.
Well,
a flower. Perfection. Couldn't wish for another. I had only heard of his suit of my lady the afternoon I was preparing her for the grand feast her father had prepared for the evening. Oh, I would have had her done so. Seen her married to a man of standing. Watch her grow by him. Taking care of her child the same way I did. Those few lovely, precious years. Oh. Oh, Lord, why bring it up now? Is that... aqua vitae? Good brandy? I don't mind telling you, I almost never got the chance to rest these bones and have a real time of relaxation, really. It's all tense work.
Oh dear.
I suppose there may be a reason. Makes one say things. Gone fools released from service. Taken somewhere else.
I have another glass.
Oh no, Prince. I shouldn't. I thank you, but no... the party was much the same one as my masters had thrown before. The usual guests came with family, the, young Tybalt for one.
Arthur, please.
Well, I dallied from one place to another. When I was working, of course. Peter! Oh, I...
A right hit, my fair barge.
Who let him?
A shame. We have an enemy, a Montague here, in disguise, with who knows how many. Leave him alone, Tybalt. He seems a well-governed youth, something you could be. I wouldn't disparage him in my own house for all the wealth in Verona. You might not, I will. I won't endure him.
Yes,
you will.
But be quiet, or I'll make you.
He's mocking us. Even now, this intrusion doesn't sweeten anything.
Oh, nurse.
Would you be so good as to find Juliet for me?
Certainly, madam.
Montague's and Capulet's meeting here. What next?
Who are you? I haven't seen you in this house before.
If my hand profanes your holy shrine of one, I have a lesser sin. I'll smooth the rough touch with two blushing pilgrims.
Well, pilgrim, I think you wrong your hand too much. Pilgrims' hands touch the ones of saints, don't they? And a palmer's kiss is palm to palm.
You're right. But don't saints have lips and palms too?
Yes, pilgrim. Lips they use in prayer.
Then can we let lips do what hands do? From my lips, by yours, you took my sin.
Now I have your sin.
Then give it back again.
Very.
Madam, your mother would like to see you.
Yes.
Who is her mother?
The lady of this house, sir.
Stupid Romeo. Why do I have to be a Montague? I'm sorry.
Where's Peter?
I had him sent away a while ago. You may leave.
What have I said?
You may leave.
What have I said?
Can you help her?
But what is it? What did you write?
Goodbye.
God gives me strength. The heart beats.
He's come to be cast out. Have you time to hear from the most wretched father?
From one wretched to another, what relief will arrive?
Oh, sir, I feel as I must be in the wrong as much as you. When worst came to worst, what did I do? Turned on the poor girl. It tore her heart, I know it must have. And was that enough? At least the air's clear around here. Who can hear, though?
I would be surprised if the prince let a single guard on the posts above this ground. It is not so different from my cell. Must be some trust in me.
No suspicion.
Not of you and I together. Yet. Should we fear now? The reason is what it is. Condemning or not. That it failed. That is my regret.
How?
Why?
Well, that was the mistress's beloved's fault. That is all I can answer for him. After that, that dagger might as well be in me. I don't know the rest.
Tell me, truly, do you think the truth would help these grieving hearts now?
It would be a sight. Hearts mended. If they not be too torn.
Or torn further. You're right. That cannot be a remedy, yet. I fear for the Lady Rosaline, a true innocent in this. Prince have her seized when she did not know it? No, I cannot allow that. No one else will be taken into this.
What could we do?
Oh, is it my piece now, my prince?
One moment, please. What have we learned from him? Just one riddle. He was very funny. What was the riddle?
When griping griefs,
The heart does wound, and doleful dumps the mind oppress. Then music with her silver sound. Why silver sound?
I don't...
Because silver sounds sweet.
They play for silver.
It's music with her silver sound. Because musicians never get gold for sounding.
You must kill a lot with that one. Like your mistress Juliet.
Heavens no, sir.
Fine. I'm not accusing you. Wipe your brow. I'm sorry to have frightened you. That was unfair. How about a glass? I do not doubt your loyalty to the House of Capulet, good Peter. I am certain, as a loyal servant, you'd do anything that was in your master's best interest. Would that go beyond them asking? What if you noticed something? Something amiss, something suspicious? Wouldn't that mean you should investigate the matter yourself? Inspect the matter? Take right matters in your own hands? Something relating to Montague, perhaps? Or, impossibly, in your own house? What are you doing?
Pouring myself a drink, it seems.
Things were strange, the Miss Nurse would tell me. She always
and
tells
me. And she's told everything you know in this room?
Yeah, I think so. Except for the time she was mad at me for not going after the banished boy's ruffian friends. She wanted to talk to him about marriage.
She was going to marry Romeo?
No. I do believe I should have simply asked him first.
No, that's too hasty to say. All information might yet reveal a story. While we might not be able to tell if it's true, may reveal a truth. It's been a little fun. And yet it is not the reason I embraced your arrival. I ought to have ordered someone else to take your part. It will be a lucrative task yet. Will you tell the families?
In time. For now, we need revisions from one who talks quite enough and one too little. And why they facilitated such a marriage.
Whoa there!
About your business, driver. No one else leaves now.
We travel on the back of nature and see what it provides.
I pray it proves fruitful. Seems the thing to do. Don't fancy procuring the prince's ire any further, though.
Better it be directed at me than at a wholly undeserving youth.
Our charge is deserving.
I have said enough. But trust in me.
It has not lessened since, Father.
Oh.
You've been listening to RNJ Part 1 on RNJ Part 1 on the Elephas Hour. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to comment and subscribe, and maybe talk about your experiences with Romeo and Juliet. Do you have a favorite adaptation? And if you do know someone who is currently studying the play, whether a student or not a student, just for fun, and I don't know who would do that, feel free to share this with them as well. RNJ was written by Zachary Williams, who also produced, provided the voices, and the music for it. Tune in 3 weeks for the conclusion of RNJ on the Elephas Hour.